Dictation 4, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, June, J-U-N-E, October 1445, address as a letter, to Colin, C-O-L-I-N, McGraw, M-C-G-R-A-W-P-A-C, 775-3823, Office of Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 775-3823. Dear Mr. McGraw, consultation for Mr. June with change of kidney function. He has morbid obesity and hard of hearing. He has history of kidney stones with prior lithotripsy. Looks like the last event was in 2023, November. Presently, no change of weight or appetite. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There is mild reflux, no diarrhea, bleeding. Tests good urine output without cloudiness or blood. He still has his prostate. No infection, no incontinence. Since 2023, has not passed any further stones or localized lumbar or abdominal discomfort. Altogether, he believes he has passed 5 times stones, beginning when he was in his 30s, presently at 79 years old. Doesn't recall the type of stones. No gross edema. Denies claudication symptoms, denies discolor of the toes or ulcers. There is dyspnea on activity, not at rest. Denies the use of oxygen inhaler CPAP machine. Denies chest pain palpitation, lightheadedness, syncope. Denies skin rash, bruises, bleeding nose, gums, headaches. No new bone joint pain. Next paragraph, his past medical history, atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, prior ablation, pacemaker. This was done in Midland, Dr. Esan, E-S-A-N. There has been prior aortic valve replacement, TAVR, prior 3-vessel bypass surgery, at that time, 2008, mitral valve replacement or repair. That was done, Dr. Jones, J-O-N-E-S, in Midland. Question, congestive heart failure, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TAS stroke or seizures, has received blood transfusion in the past, but not in the recent past, denies active gastrointestinal bleeding, no liver disease, no gout. He's been diabetic for at least 10 years or longer, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Next paragraph, surgeries including 2008, 3-vessel bypass surgery and mitral valve repair or replacement. 2019, TAVR, that was before COVID, bilateral length implant, a number of lithotripsies, core bladder, including appendix, question mark, the ablation procedure, tonsils, adenoids, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Motrin. Next paragraph, used to drink alcohol, mostly beer, discontinued back in 1984, no smoking problems. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications at home, Lipitor, Jardiance, Proscar, Vitamin, Sotalol, S-O-T-A-L-O-L, Bumex, Flomax, Iron, Lisinopril, Warfarin, Protanix. No anti-inflammatory agents, and prior metformin discontinued 2-3 months ago. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 242, 57 inches tall. Blood pressure, right and left sided, unable to hear. With the machine was 108/78 and a pulse of 64. He's morbidly obese, hard of hearing, lens implant, upper lower dentures, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are very distant without any RAL wheezes, pacemaker device on the left upper chest, appears irregular but rate is not fast, no significant murmurs, there is obesity of the abdomen, cannot precise internal organs, decreased pulses, lower extremities, minor edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Creatinine has progressively risen. 2022 was 0.9 to 1. January 2023, 1.2. March of that year, 1.3. April, 1.4. July, 1.5. January 2024, 2.5. Fluctuating down to 1.9, February last year 2.2, March 1.8, April 2.0, May 2.07, September 2.43, January this year 3.02. I repeat chemistries, and today 3.25, representing a GFR of 19. Potassium elevated at 5.6, a normal sodium acid base. Albumin was high at 5.2. Calcium normal, phosphorus high 4.9, glucose in the 120s, mild anemia, presently 13, previously 12.1, with a normal white blood cell platelets, ferritin at 150 with a saturation 37%, PTH elevated at 212. I requested immunofixation and free light change, which is pending. Antinuclear antibody was negative. C3, C4 was normal. Pending ANCA, pending anti-glomerular basement antibody. HIV negative. Hepatitis B is negative. Urine shows negative for protein. Previously 3+ of blood, presently trace of blood. No bacteria, no white blood cells. Protein creatinine ratio 0.3, which is minor elevated, non-nephrotic range. Back in September, A1C 5.4. I'm requesting a kidney ultrasound. However, a CT scan abdomen and pelvis from February 2024. No obstruction. Very small stones, 4 millimeters left-sided, 1 to 2 millimeters right-sided. Normal urinary bladder. prior kidney ultrasound. This is from May 2023. Through urology, normal size kidneys, 11.7 right, 12.1 left. At that time, no obstruction or urinary retention. The last echo available is from April 2024. Ejection fraction at 56%. Grade 3 diastolic dysfunction. Moderate left ventricular hypertrophy. Right ventricle was considered decreased systolic function. Enlargement of both atria. The presence of the aortic valve bioprosthesis. The presence of a mechanical mitral valve prosthesis. There was severe pulmonary hypertension. Last visit cardiology is from December. They mentioned the persistent atrial fibrillation on rhythm control, no plans for repeat ablation. Continue Coumadin, beta blockers, and Sotalol. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. There has been progressive renal failure within the last couple of years. Without documented obstruction or urinary retention, this is not related to diabetic nephropathy or hypertension. Because of recent urine analysis with some blood and protein, serology has been done, so far negative, pending few testing as indicated above. He's presently on diuretics and lisinopril. Does not appear to be in decompensation of his CHF. I'm concerned about his prior echocardiographic findings of new change on the right ventricle systolic function, the pulmonary hypertension, as he potentially might have a component of cardiorenal syndrome, right-sided heart failure. He is overweight and apparently never been tested for sleep apnea. We'll reassess with new kidney ultrasound and the labs missing. I discussed this at length with the patient and the wife, Carol, was on the phone. This was considered an urgent and prolonged visit. Further to follow end of dictation,